This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Corrine. I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Sin City itself. I called in and told you a story about my daughter and I. Actually, it was three stories. But I wanted to call back and tell you about a story that my friend had told me. This is one that never really believed in ghosts or the paranormal, and it's the only story that's ever got my husband thinking, because my husband doesn't believe in any of it. You tell him anything, he's like, everything has a logical explanation, or mind is a very powerful thing, but this is the only one that he just can't bring himself to say that he thinks it's something paranormal, but I think he thinks it. Anyway, and so of course I won't be using my friend's real name, but so my friend told me that when she moved away to college, she started having these horrific nightmares every single night for the whole 3-4 years that she went to college. And at first she chalked it up to being homesick, you know, she had moved out of her parents' house, and after a while she just kind of got used to it, because what could you do? And she just had nightmares all the time. And then when she met her husband and moved in with him, the nightmares went away. And so she thought, okay, well, maybe I just, you know, I was alone, maybe I just needed somebody, who knows. And so for the first couple of years, everything was fine. And then she had a baby, and her baby would not sleep. She said she cried constantly, just constant crying, unless she was being held. I took her to the doctor several times. He was like, must be colic. You know, I'm not quite sure what's going on. So they tried everything to get the baby to sleep, and so she said up until the kid was 4 years old, she cried all the time, wouldn't sleep in her room, couldn't sleep in her room. She'd have to, like, lay down with my friend to be able to go to sleep. My friend, of course, is exhausted after 4 years of a non-sleeping child. And so finally, when the little girl could talk some more, she was about 4.5 years old, she was crying one night, and my friend had it. She was like, look, you're going to stay in your own room. We're done. Like, I don't know if I ruined this or what, but you're not sleeping with us anymore. So one night she put her to bed, and of course her daughter starts crying and crying and crying. And so my friend finally goes in there, and she's like, okay, look, you can talk now. What is the deal? Why aren't you sleeping? And her daughter was like, the little girl in the dresser won't leave me alone. She's really mean. My friend's like, what? What do you mean the little girl in the dresser? And she's like, she won't leave me alone. You know, she's crying and saying the little girl won't leave her alone. And my friend went, oh my God. And she said it was like when, you know, in films, the movie reverses, and her mind just went back. And she said when she moved out and went to college, she bought that dresser from an antique store. And she had nightmares for 4 years. And then when she met her husband and moved in with him, he had furniture, so the dresser went into storage. So when she moved in with him, nightmares were gone. When they had their baby, they brought the dresser out of storage to put in the baby's nursery, and it had been in there ever since she had the baby, and that the baby wouldn't sleep. So the day that her daughter told her the little girl in the dresser wouldn't leave her alone, they moved the dresser outside, and she was like, her kids slept, no problem. Started sleeping, everything was fine. And she left the dresser outside, and her landscaper asked her about it. And her landscaper was a very religious man, and she knew this, so she thought, I'm not going to tell him anything about it. But she told him, you know what, we don't have room for it. Like, why don't you just go ahead and take it? And he was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Took it home. That was it. Kids slept, no nightmares, perfect, loving little family. Well, about 2 months later, she asked her landscaper, she said, hey, how's that dresser? And she said that he clammed up and just kind of looked at her, and she said, what's wrong? And he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, but we had to burn it. And she said, why? And he said, my wife said there was a little girl in that dresser that was like evil, and she wouldn't leave her alone, and she got really scared. And so they took it outside, he chopped it up, and he lit it on fire, and he burned it. He was like, I'm so sorry. And my friend told him, oh my gosh, no, like, that's totally fine. And then she told him their experience with it. But she said that she completely made sure not to tell him the history behind it because she wanted him to take it, first of all. And then she thought, well, maybe it's just haunting us. But that was her story of that dresser. And I just don't even know how to explain. Like, that's just crazy to me that wherever it was driving people crazy. And I felt so bad for her baby that as a baby was probably seeing this and, of course, can't say anything until she was 4 years old, the poor kid. But she's been sleeping soundly ever since. And so that was one of my favorite stories. Another was another friend, and this friend completely didn't believe in ghosts or paranormal. She was like my husband. Everything has an explanation. You know, your mind's a powerful thing. But one time, she lived on the next street over from me back in Texas, and she had two daughters. One was about 4 years old, and the other was like an eight-month-old baby at the time. Well, the four-year-old had this really long, thick, black, curly hair, really long. So anyway, and our husbands were both federal law enforcement, so they were working night shifts, and so she was home alone one night. And she said that her baby starts crying, you know, as 8 months old do. And she said, you know, oh my gosh, I'll be right there. And she got up and she went to the bathroom and she goes, I know I was awake because I turned on the light and I was telling her the whole time that she was going to the restroom, like, I'll be right there, I'll be right there. And she goes into her kids' rooms. She had a toddler bed and a crib in there. And the girls shared a room. And her baby was standing up in the crib crying. And her other daughter was sitting on the hamper with all her hair flung over her head, looking down, swinging her legs. And she told her daughter, we're going to call her Maria. She said, Maria, what are you doing out of bed? Get back in bed. And the kid wouldn't answer her. And so that made her mad. And she said, did you wet the bed? Like, what's going on? Get back in bed. The kid wouldn't even look at her. So she picks up her crying baby and she says, I'm going to be right back to deal with you. And she turns around, looks back at her daughter, and she was like, don't you move, goes back to her room, and the rooms are right next to each other. She walks into her room and sees her older daughter with the long black hair passed out completely in her bed. And she's like, what the heck? And that's when she realized her daughter was in a nightgown, and the little girl she saw in the hamper had pajama pants on. So she put her baby in her bed, and she got in bed. And I said, you didn't go back and look? And she said, no. I figured, I don't even know what to think. And I was like, I would have lit my house on fire. But she never explained that. But after that, she got really scared of that house. She worked at home. And after that incident, she had a really hard time because her desk was in a corner. So her back faced, you know, one of her living rooms. And she said she had a really hard time concentrating at work after that because she kept feeling like something was there, and she would look over her shoulder when the girls were at school. And so I thought that was also a really cool story. And I just thought I would share with you those two stories because I think that I don't understand how those things happen, and it just intrigued me. So I just want to also say thank you for giving us ghost people this outlet. Like I said, my husband doesn't believe, and I tell him my stories and he just kind of rolls his eyes at me, but it's nice to know that other people believe strongly and that you're not the only one. So I enjoy your show and I hope you guys have a good day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.